May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for March 27, 2021. And today I'll be discussing three compendiums that I've published since the new moon 2 weeks ago. This is all part of the 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude series. And you might say that these compendiums represent some of the joy and pain of global birth pain, you know, birth of the new earth as the Aquarian age squeezes through the earth mother's birth canal. That might be a little bit too graphic for you, but this may be more information than you want, but I hope to highlight some insights into the general enlightenment process that's transforming our world very quickly. So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media, stay tuned. Now, the first cosmic weather report. Tomorrow, we have a full moon in Libra, then a grand air trine with Mars in Gemini and Saturn in Aquarius. Both Mars and Saturn are sextile the Sun, which is conjunct Venus in Aries. So there's a lot of air feeding hot Aries and Venus fire, which sounds like tough love to me, which I'll get into later in the show. So we've got the moon in Libra opposite the Sun in Aries with Venus for this full moon. And you'll be feeling it tonight if you're sensitive. You might say the Venus love energies might be a little prickly, intense, fiery. It could go either way. So be conscious of how you're conscious. There's also a little influence of Mercury, which is conjunct Neptune in Pisces right now. So with all the air and fire influence in the astrology, psychology, quantum field, this is a good time for mental discernment of a deep, profound nature. You know, Mercury, Neptune, deep, profound, in Pisces, deep, profound, Mercury, mental body. So, I hope that'll give you kind of an intellectual edge as you listen to the show today. And I'll go right into the first compendium published a week ago on the spring equinox. Then I'll share some highlights from the compendium I've just published today. So if you're on a computer while listening to this, maybe you can pull up the show notes in another window to follow along with the compendiums that I'm discussing today. Otherwise, enjoy the show. Here we go. I'm going to talk first about March 20th, 2021, spring equinox a week ago. I had a thought form up there, which is actually the same infographic that's at the top of the show notes for the episode today. And there's a guy pretty much in bliss with his hands turned upward and his heart, you might say, aflamed with illuminations, golden rays, and he's, and the words are in the infographic saying, I grow in consciousness, presence, and love, knowing that the one in all vibrates in me, is me, and guides me thought by thought up to the full awareness of all that I am. So there's an I am affirmation for you to begin, you know, the new year from the spring equinox. You know, there's the, in the astrology course, the sign of Aries with the spring equinox, that's the beginning of the astrological year. Aries, the first sign. And it's the time of initiation. Of course, from a global perspective, the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere is the fall, autumnal equinox in the southern hemisphere. So it's good to understand that the equinox represents both the seeding of the new year, of the new crop, and in the southern hemisphere, it's the harvest of what we have planted, what, you know, what we have nurtured from the seed. So the equinox is that time of sowing and reaping, you might say. Sowing in the north and reaping in the south. And it's a beautiful metaphor for understanding basically our global village and how we are in balanced polarity with the seasonal shifts, which makes life on Earth interesting, to say the least, as a subtext for all that's going on. We have the energetic, hemispheric changing of the seasons. So this spring equinox piece that I'm discussing is kind of the preface, you might say, for the piece I published today, which gets more into the Easter resurrection spiral of spring and the understanding of Aquarian spring as a larger cycle of initiation and the birthing of Aquarius. So basically the spring equinox piece was a bunch of thought forms. It was a series, or you might say a sequence of persuasion that goes deeper and deeper, or wider and wider, you might say, more holistic orientation with keynote thought forms, concepts that are archetypal representation of what the Aquarian dispensation, the Aquarian age, will look like, will represent, that we're moving into. And so I'm going to go through these kind of affirmations, get a little commentary on them, because the idea was to basically plant the seed with this spring equinox piece here in the Northern Hemisphere of the beginning of the year, as far as the astrological cycles go, the initiation of spring with seed thought forms, you might say, that are planting in the collective consciousness, or at least in the unified field of those who are reading this in the collective unconscious, as Jung might say, that that there's, you might say, in the field of consciousness. So the first thought form is a synchronized global mediation. And I said mediation, not meditation, but the understanding that we are the media now. This is the concept of the media, as far as the internet goes, is the instant, everywhere, interactive unity and diversity, whereby we are already one, we've been one, and we're the process of mediation through the new media, which the internet has been the bridge, you might say, from internet to internet, where a new unity consciousness is emerging in the global collective field, the global collective consciousness, unified field of Earth. You know, we're all the family of mankind and global village, and the technology has brought us to this point where we have this instant, everywhere, interactive telecommunication capabilities for culturing unity and in our diversity. And this is the Aquarian quantum age understanding of the golden rule for mediation. Now, when I say understanding this golden rule for mediation, it's the same golden rule that has always existed, you know, on the ultimate level of what goes around comes around. To every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. In physics and biology, there's a response to stimuli. But the concept of, you know, we shape our environment and then our environment shapes us, and the Aquarian age, the quantum age environment that we're shaping in the quantum field is a new unity and diversity. And the golden rule for mediation is, you might say, the gold standard for conscientious common sense, unity conscience. So these metaphors for building community, coming into unity through communication capabilities, these are, you know, the message that I'm massaging with these seed thought forms in the spring equinox piece sent out a week ago. So more of these thought form concepts, coordinates, for example, is Conscious Evolution Revolution with Global Telecommunity. And I've hyperlinked the telecom with the unity, with the understanding of the next big wave in the computer internet revolution after basically, you know, the first wave being, you might say, the internet was the huge wave in the computer internet revolution, you know, from hardware to software, then to netware, the internet. And, of course, the second wave on that of that communications revolution was social media platforms. And that created, you know, with the second wave of the internet revolution, that created the capabilities for mass interaction, you know, and postings in social media. And we're seeing that being corrupted and co-opted now. But what that which will make that second wave obsolete is a understanding and implementation and development of the third wave, which will be hardware, like after hardware, software, netware is hardware. So this third wave of the computer internet revolution, or sometimes referred to the fourth wave, if you take hardware as the first wave, software as the second wave, netware as the third wave, hardware would be the fourth wave. One way of understanding it, and what that means is that there's a capability for mass-to-mass interaction, not just mass interaction, but mass-to-mass, which means 100 or 1,000 or a million people could respond to the same video, YouTube video, for example, at the same time without creating noise, utilizing the language of consciousness, the language of light. And these are, of course, concepts that I've been highlighting for the last decade, since 2000, actually, with the understanding of the web of light, the web of consciousness, is where it's going, and the universal interface for evolving and evolving the language of light, the language of consciousness, for culturing conscience, with a capital C, you might say, in our social networks. That becomes, you know, the understanding of how a new common sense collective unity consciousness is emerging. And this is sometimes referred to as the capstone consciousness. And the CAP, C-A-P, and capstone is an acronym for the creative ascent process. So the thought form of the pyramid of self and civilization, where the four sides of the pyramid are ascending to the capstone, the creative ascent process, sometimes referred to 5D or the fifth element, etheric fire. So you got the four sides, and these are Jungian archetypes, universal archetypes, fire, air, water, and earth, but the fifth element is etheric fire. The capstone is, you know, etheric fire is that conscientious common sense, the unity conscience. It's the I am, I can, I will, by God's great, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. It's the 5D internet reality, you know, of the web of light, the web of consciousness. And again, these are exquisite metaphors, you might say, that I've been geometrizing, framing, you know, the semantics, or the ontology, psychology, frames of reference for understanding the evolution of consciousness as a function of the natural computer internet revolution, where it's taking us. And it's, you know, we've gone from, you know, the understanding that cars are the extension of the feet, just like clothes are an extension of the skin, telephones are an extension of the ear, television is the extension of the eyes and ears, and the computer internet revolution is an extension of the nervous system and consciousness of global humanity. In the, you know, in the holodeck, you might say, the brain holodeck, you know, between the years, and this understanding of the field of consciousness and the evaluation criteria for originating and evaluating social media programs, this is the pure intent of this model and these metaphors for insight and outlook to understand the overview, you know, the quantum field reality, the Aquarian field spirit, the holistic, whole, holy spirit of love and action. So what we're seeing is the evolution of high touch, high tech, you know, highly personalized, individualized, customized high tech, the use of information technology for personalizing information, customizing information in formation. It's sometimes referred to as geometrizing information in formation. In other words, there are the pure geometry thought forms of the love model, which I go into in this and other pieces and have been referencing on the blog for years, just understanding these are basic law, basically cosmic law coordinates. And these is like you might say the keys to the kingdom, K-I-N-G kingdom, in terms of keys to the internalization of God, love, consciousness, you know, the geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe. You know, it's sometimes understood as the higher frequencies, the higher violet frequencies, you know, as in blue plus pink equals violet, the power of love. This is, again, reference to the understanding of the Aquarian age of freedom in love and sovereignty, the concept of the sovereign kingdom, again, with the keys to the internalization of God as far as a geometric ordered divinity love frame of reference for, again, involving and evolving our conscientious common sense, Aquarian unity and diversity, e pluribus unum, is what the founding fathers referenced, and now we're looking at that process of fulfilling what the founding fathers began globally, you know, worldwide, a high state of us in terms of the united sovereigns of earth. And this high state of us integrates as the deep state divide to conquer dystopia disintegrates. So we're looking at the ownership and control corporatocracy, the deep state, is getting upgraded to a high state. This is the dynamic. This is the resurrection spiral going viral, you might say. And the best way to predict this future is to create it. You know, the next economy with the currency of conscience for value added everything. Now, I've got currency of conscience hyperlinked because that understanding of the new currency for the next economy and how it's based as a function of abundant consciousness, that cultures and economics of abundance for value added everything, this is what that currency of conscience article hyperlink goes into. And this is the whole understanding that the family of mankind has arrived in an instant everywhere, an interactive global village, and local is global now. So enjoy the revolution. The evolution is 90% of the word revolution. And in the process, welcome to Aquarius. So that was kind of a short prelude, the piece published today, which goes more into this understanding of Easter resurrection spiral, Aquarian spring prelude, and what we're looking at as far as turning around the downward spirals of this last year, which I refer to the crucifixion. So we can look forward to the resurrection, the beginning of a new year, upward mobile spirit that matters. Anyway, that was the prelude. I did in that at the very bottom of the page, I referenced PS, stay tuned for some astounding revelations from Juan O. Savin. I don't know how to say that. Some of you know that that is a pseudonym for JFK Jr. Believe that or not, that's being put out there. I've put it out there that there's about to be some astounding revelations coming from JFK Jr., the fact that he's alive and well and has been working behind the scenes with the White Hats to turn things around. Again, I want to believe that. A lot of people want to believe that. It's being put out there. We'll see what happens. Let's hold the immaculate concept that there's a mighty spiral, upward mobile spiral going, so to speak, viral, you might say, beyond the physical to a spiritual level that transmutes all those lesser level viruses. But anyway, we're going to now the piece published today that goes into a high concept of love at the heart of Easter 2021 in Aquarian Spring. A little drink there. So we're the keynote here with this understanding is really raising the standard of living with the golden rule law language at the heart of a universal interface. An interfaith interface for interactive loving telecom, 5D TLC. Now, this is the piece that I have on the website at Easter 2021. Easter is this next week. It's actually, a week from tomorrow. And this is kind of a prelude to that, but it's taking in the larger picture of Aquarian Spring and the resurrection spiral in a larger sense of not just this spring, but this next 10-year period, which is still on the cusp of Aquarius, leading us into Aquarius, the whole 2000 Aquarian age dispensation. So we're looking at that initiation process is going on also. And in the larger picture, of course, in the Aquarian age, we all know the more light and love, easier and faster, we'll be transforming and transcending the old paradigm and paradigm paralysis and the stinking thinking and the stuck in negativity, that we see in the world right now. A lot of people are saying, before a great dawning, like at the great dawning of Aquarius, it had to get really dark. It's darkest before the dawn. So I've been talking about for some time this understanding of TLC in multiple dimensions, telecommunity, telecom, teleconscience, telecommerce, telecare, and how these represent these different dimensions of TLC, including the fifth dimension, how they represent aspects of, you might say, the four lower bodies, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. They represent the archetypes of fire, air, water, and earth. And again, the fifth element, the fifth principle, the capstone, is that etheric fire. It's really quantum fire. It's the quantum field. It's, why the Aquarian Age will be called the quantum age, because we're moving into this understanding of a quantum everything, how it's all connected in an instant, everywhere, interactive web of light, of energy. And this zero-point spherical consciousness of instant, everywhere, interactive net reality, how we navigate that, how we navigate the internet we navigate from the internet to internet, inner space, that is the last frontier. That is where our individual and collective consciousness creates a synergistic whole that's far greater than the sum of the parts. And that understanding of linking the light of our gifts and talents, linking the light so that the benefits for all, all these extraordinary opportunities that we have waiting, which I'll be getting into as I go through this piece. But the keynote in this blog that I published today is that thought form of, I call it the light man, with this heart radiating energy and the earth in the backdrop. And that's basically a thought form, for the worldwide You might say love foundation, or some people would say the I am presence. You know, the presence of the spherical consciousness, the globe, the unity consciousness at heart. You know, the idea of, you know, one for all and all for one, we are all, you know, forever now, together now, in a unified field of common conscientious common sense, with a standard of vision, virtue, and valor for the victory of divine love, TLC, however you want to say it. And how you know, of course, you can't legislate any kind of morality other than creating an environment in which it will thrive. Of course, the idea of the community infrastructure worldwide is pretty much in place with the internet technology, whereby we can have gateways from cyberspace to inner space with Web 3.0 technologies that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness in a way that honors sovereignty individually and collectively at all levels. And of course, we're either sovereign free or we're not. You know, we're slave. And the worst kind of slavery is when you don't even know you're a slave. You know, you're not conscious how you're not conscious. And of course, you know, to an extent, it's an ongoing process of becoming more conscious of how we are conscious, so we have a third-person perspective on, you know, who we are, where we're going, and how we're going to get there individually and collectively. So the creating an environment in which we can thrive, you know, an infrastructure for interactive communications that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness requires some first principles of cosmic law, you know, law of the one, the circle, the two-in-one, the cross, the three-in-one, the trinity, the four-in-one, principle of, you know, the, you know, city four square, New Jerusalem, white cube, pyramid of self and civilization, of the E and the love model, you know, pure geometry frames of reference for conceptualizing the first principles of Aquarian unity, quantum reality, and nature's universal law language, you know, the love codes. From atomic to galactic, the fractal order of the holographic universe, you know, geometrizing a universal language that frames the understanding of light as consciousness, the language of light of consciousness as consciousness, for the co-creation of mankind's collective consciousness as kind men in relationship with the language of the angels of love, you know, heart coherence, and the law of the angles of God, geometrically ordered divinity. So this is the understanding that of ancient Hermetic wisdom that in the beginning, God geometrized. And if in the end, we become what we geometrize. This is modern love codes wisdom. And again, the love codes, I have hyperlinked, if you have not seen the website, on love codes and what I've been referring to over the years as the evaluation criteria that frames hardware, you know, Web 3.0 for the next phase of the computer internet revolution, for a revolution in higher consciousness. It comes back to this understanding of we shape our communications infrastructure, you might say our community cooperative coordination, co-creation, freedom of assembly vehicles, we create those, and then they shape us. So we're talking about like electronic town hall meetings. You know, there are ways for social networks, social media, you know, whereby we can be the media, we can mediate our, with hardware, there's evaluation criteria and processes based on the language of consciousness. And I've talked about this in previous shows, but the websites that I go into this with light language and the holodeck websites, which explains the brain holodeck and the dimensions for upper brain, left brain, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain is as a 3D, basically frame of reference that in time, you know, 4D can reference real time, mass to mass interaction with three number scales and sequence that you can use on your touchtone telephone or your alpha an alphanumeric keyboard on your personal computer, either one, you know, whether it's a smartphone or your computer, you can interact on a real-time basis, evaluating videos with the same language of consciousness that's part of the content origination process. And that's, I go into that in different websites, and I've explained that. To suffice for now, for people who are kind of new to this understanding, we're at the cusp of Aquarian age. We're in Aquarian spring. These thought forms, this understanding that we are what we believe, think, feel, and do, you know, what we geometrize, you might say, in spirit, mind, and body, you know, having become by habit what we believed, thought, felt, and did. And this is, these are the thought forms with the law of the one, the two-in-one, the three-in-one, the four-in-one, the five-in-one, that I refer to as the love model. And this is the frames of reference that I go into more at Love Codes. If you haven't seen that link on the Love Codes, if you haven't seen that website that goes into that, we're talking about the first principles of cosmic law, natural law, again, the quantum order of the universe, the programming language for the holodeck between our ears, etc. So this has been so far, you might say, the preface, prelude to this larger piece that I'm going to go into now, which is kind of a compendium of different, you know, full spectrum perspectives on the same understanding of the ascension process. And basically the enlightenment process that's being sparked at this time of Aquarian spring and 2021 spring equinox, it's being sparked now. So as I say at the beginning of a lot of my compendiums, and this one I also say, you can skip to the bottom for a new message from Sana Kumara and Lady Master Venus on divine love, the soul's eternal spring. This was from just this last week. After the spring equinox conference they had at the Heart Center. But if you haven't heard from Sana Kumara and Lady Master Venus recently, there's a wonderful, inspiring message on divine love, the soul's eternal spring. You can skip to that. At the bottom of this blog, which again, this is these compendiums are logged on the in the show notes. For this episode today. So I'm going to just kind of go into this narrative, and there's links again and sometimes videos that you may want to pause the narrative, and if you're watching, scrolling down through this narrative from this compendium in another window, you could always pause the radio audio. Watch the video, read the link, so you have your own custom multimedia show. Some people like to do it that way. Some people aren't able to do it with maybe on a handheld computer. But in any regard, I'm going to go into this kind of like a narrative. I'm just going to pretty much follow it. And it begins with this understanding of common sense of these universal law language, you know, cosmic love, principles and processes, you know, are the portents for Aquarian spring that may be uncommon, but the higher the concept of universal law and order, universal law and order, then the more cosmic the evolutionary, revolutionary results, you know, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution is evolution. And that statement, which is kind of an overriding principle at the cusp of Aquarius, followed by a compendium I published several years ago, and it's called The Seven Characteristics of Mass Ascension. Interesting videos in that compendium, and again, some of you may want to watch that. I'm going to go on with, in the larger scheme of eternal progression, love is the key to prevent regression. Moving forward, an onward, upward spiral is the great awakening, now going viral. The deep state disintegrates as we wise up, and a high state integrates as we thus rise up. So keep the faith, love is now winning, the end of Pisces is Aquarius beginning. And keep in mind, Last year was the crucifixion, and spring is nature's time of resurrection. So that's a little ditty at the beginning of what I'm going to go into, which is kind of new and different. I refer to it as Geometry's Cosmic Law Framing Aquarian Order. You know, Aquarian Law and Order basically goes back to Geometry's Cosmic Law. And the subtitle here of this piece is Introducing School of the Prophets. Now, this is kind of new. And I give a preface. The preface for that was this piece I began with today from the Spring Equinox 2021. Excuse me. So, kind of the keynotes to what the School of the Prophets is about, I say right at the beginning here, this is for KOF, Keepers of Frequency, who conceive, believe, and achieve Holy Spirit as love and action, as infrequently, in 4D time. Now, there's a hyperlink on 4D time and a series of articles with the understanding of time in terms of different perceptual styles that we all have. And you can do a self-assessment on your own perceptual style and how you perceive time. And how this 4D time is the heart of 5D prophecy. Some people understand that time is mother, space is father. 5D, you might say, is the best of both worlds. It's the integration and a synergy that's greater than the sum of the parts. So this is referring to self-assessment, tools and processes to know thyself and heal thyself as a healthy self, heal thyself, with accelerated love learning for 4D future memory. And again, understanding 4D time, past, present, future, and the timeline and beyond the timeline, the fully present now, this follows from the understanding of, from the link that I provided, this 4D future memory, on four archetypal frames of reference for one's perception of time and for tuning into your soul contract with cosmic signs of these ascent times, you know, quantum astrologics, prophecy, etc. The understanding of, the, of these signs of the times as a high state of love, geometrically ordered divinity, integrates and the deep state disintegrates. This is the process. Cosmic law, universal law, quantum law is integrating, and it's basically neutralizing the walls in the mind that the deep state has created. The walls in the mind, it's created, you might say, dystopia between our ears. That's disintegrating as the quantum field vibrates increasingly as we move into that area of deep space known as Aquarius. And those Aquarian energies basically raise the frequency in the holodeck and the Schumann resonance with the Earth, which resonates in the holodeck, the Taurus field, energy field, in the head, around the whole body. You know, the fields within field, as the frequencies of the field increase, it resonates at all levels. And this is a process of integrating components to the capstone, you might say. The creative ascent process and jump-starting one's personal ascension. And this is all a process then that is mirrored with hardware for upgrading our core constitutional freedoms, you know, our five core internet freedoms, culturing conscientious common sense and social networks. I mean, community is what this hardware does. And this is the larger context I've been referring to since the first of the year and how to trend fit revelations of Aquarius. With, you know, the 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude, you know, this series I've been doing since the first of the year. So we're really talking about fast-tracking global evolution. Global evolution is 90% of the word revolution. Organizing all information in formation. It's referred to as information ecology, you know, the recycling of general knowledge to generate specific wisdom, empowering wisdom with love, you know, interactive hardware. This is what it does, which you can understand if you tune into it. And I provide three hyperlinks in this next paragraph, saying that timeless Aquarian archetypes, geometrizing first principles of universal law language, framing the order of the holographic universe. Now, there are keywords, and there's, you know, three hyperlinks with these keywords, you know, the timeless Aquarian archetypes, universal law language, and holographic universe. If you haven't read these hyperlinks I've used in previous compendiums, this is a good overview, again, for getting to the point of understanding the 4D constructs of time. Excuse me. Again, it's an understanding of time is mother. Time is the, you know, in nurturing in time, you know, moment to moment, love, a higher concept of love, of universal love, cosmic love, of, you know, the love of God, of God, of love, you know, a unified field, conscientious, common sense of love in time, you know, moment to moment, builds momentum. And this is what Heartware does as an interactive interface. It builds momentum individually and collectively, moment to moment. So it nurtures the understanding of time, that the fully present now, like the I am presence, the fifth 5D conscience now. It nurtures this understanding of full spectrum love in the continuum of 5D love, you know, the love, cosmic love, you know, the L-O-V-E, circle, triangle, square, geometrized, higher concept of love in the now. So the instant, everywhere, eternal, infinite, enlightened, full spectrum, fully present, now, you know. And, of course, in the now is the past, is the future. There is no time or space. It's all a construct. But the idea of being fully present in the moment, in the sense of the I am presence, in the sense of capstone consciousness, creative ascent process, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. I mean, I love this quote by this guy named Michael Altshuler, where he says, the bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. So here's the flight plan, you know, for us, the ascent coordinates. The first principles of cosmic universal language of the angels of love and law of the angles of God, geometric order of divinity, are the frames of reference whereby we shape our consciousness, and our consciousness then shapes us. I mean, Abraham Lincoln and countless others have uttered some variation of this quote, that, quote, the best way to predict your future is to create it. So we're talking about cooperative co-creation coordination, you know, with this universal love law language interface, you know, a 3D to 5D plus interactive interface, you know, it's 3D to 4D, you know, in time, which references, cultures, nurtures a 5D interactive TLC, for mass to mass, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, navigating the last frontier of inner space, the internet. Anyway, there's much more on this, the School of the Prophets. I'll be having a link if you're interested in the School of the Prophets 101 at the bottom of this. You know, coming to an enlightened holodeck near you, you know, the quantum field holodeck between your ears. The more you have this understanding of what that is and how this is the biological model for biomimicry from the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, rear brain, forebrain, rear brain, forebrain. Again, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, rear brain, forebrain, 3D, you know, leading to the 4D in time that qualifies the 5D. The link I provide on the holodeck goes into that if you're interested in more in basically how to program your holodeck for experiences that are, you know, virtually prophetic for your divine plan, for your divine destiny, for your personal prophecy, where you're going in your future, your soul contract, etc. Anyway, if you've read this far and surveyed some of the linked articles, you know, you qualify as what I call an initiate. And I provide a link on what I mean by that, the Founders Program. There's no charge for now. The price you pay is your attention now, you know, moment to moment, gathering momentum as a habit. This is the currency of conscience, where the currents of consciousness create momentum, create a habit, and involve and evolve, and otherwise culture your conscience with a capital C, as in Christ consciousness, as in collective Christ consciousness, unity consciousness, common sense conscience. So where you focus attention, you know, your worthship, this is where your God or God is, your choice. I mean, we are what we believe, think, feel, and do, as I said earlier, having become through habit what we believed, thought, felt, and did. So pay attention. Attention pays. Again, this is the currency of conscience. And there's an article on that, in-depth compendium on that understanding that I've hyperlinked in the compendium that you can go to if you are so inclined. So in the larger scheme of soul evolution, in the larger scheme of soul evolution, it is pure intention that focuses attention. With love retention, you know, your co-creation interface, your love retention, for conscious ascension in a fifth dimension of full spectrum love comprehension. So there is a, you know, white light is all the colors in the spectrum. You know, we tend to be strongest on certain bands of the spectrum, you know, and some people lack much attainment on any bands of the spectrum. That's called full spectral autism. But we never hear about the opposite of spectral autism, which is full spectrum enlightenment, you know, on the path of the highest truth. And this is what the next section I'm going into. This is a sequel to the article on the path of God and country. This is when it all began for me, if you're interested. But in it, the summation point here is that in a time of false flag, fake news, and psychological warfare between the deep state of one-way programming and a high state of interactive truth, there's nothing more valuable than a clear vision of net reality shaped by the whole, healthy, holy truth, by way of an open, independent, interactive internet. An open, independent, interactive internet. Web 3.0, hardware, cyber ethics. What that looks like, how that works. So prophecy, you know, is predictive modeling as a form of truth-telling that challenges pathological BS, belief systems, known as SIN, stuck in negativity. So basically, you have negative prophecies that can be proven wrong, and you have positive prophecies that can be proven right. You know, where you put your conscience is where your, a self-fulfilling prophecy is pretty much, you know, when you get what we ask for, whether you know it or like it or not, you put your energy into the dark side of the force, and you're going to be manifesting dark side stuff, and vice versa. You put your energy into, you know, higher frames of reference for understanding, you know, and basically representing and channeling and magnetizing higher octaves from angels and aliens and cosmic beings, you know, again, where you put your energy, your attention, you know, what goes around comes around, you know, what you think about, you bring about. So where do you want to go with your consciousness today? I love the quote by Gandhi when he said, quote, many people, especially ignorant people, want to punish you for speaking the truth, for being correct, for being you. Never apologize for being correct. or for being years ahead of your time. If you're right and you know it, speak your mind. Even if you are a minority of one, the truth is still the truth. Mahatma Gandhi, the great soul of India, who brought India to independence, he was like the George Washington and Thomas Jefferson combined. I mean, anyway, pay attention with pure attention. This is, I guess, my summation points I'm coming into here. Pay attention with pure intention. Attention thus pays with focused attention, the love retention and conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. Can't say that enough. That's the keynote. Thought forms, you know, at the cusp of Aquarius. So the higher the concept of this cosmic love, universal law, language, love, hardware, the greater the application of love and action, the greater the results as the abundant life with shifts to an economics of abundance. You know, love is the key, spiritual geometry, universal law language, framing 5D, the prime directive for unity and diversity. And again, as I'm speaking, there's links. You can recognize these links. You can click on them. You can pause the audio while you go into this so you can have your own multimedia show. Some people are interested in skimming over the surface. Some people want to stop every once in a while and go deep. If you have the opportunity to do so, like I say, global humanity is awakening with a new common sense of ourselves as a whole, a whole system that together represents our awakening to the evolutionary path as an alliance of all of us, united sovereigns of Earth, co-creating a unity state, 5D I am presence, you know, with universal solidarity for Earth's ascension by way of the alliance of alliances on the network of networks, you know, the internet as it evolves, matures into the internet, the web of light, the web of consciousness. So the whole systems guru that I studied under, Buckminster Fuller, famous for saying, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. So there's that infographic on Bucky Fuller with his one of his geodesic models. And the keynote here is that the alliance now is championing the high state. The greatest fear of the pathological deep state is that people would wise up to the high state with fearless faith in the power of love at heart, to claim the victory of virtue, valor, and smart. The vision of, by, and for a new system is the key. As the high state integrates, we'll have liberty. Heaven knows the source of all that is real and how gathering the tribes is the New Deal. What that looks like, a global evolution, is the best of all worlds, a universal solution. We get what we ask for in the larger scheme of soul vision for victory via high self-esteem. So there's a video that's entertaining and some another keynote concept of what's going on with this Web 3.0 revolution, how we're going into quantum frequencies of Aquarius, you know, on Earth as in heaven, quantum cosmos at large. We are not alone in the universe. Full disclosure is going mainstream. The SSP, Secret Space Program, is no longer secret. Space Force is now the fifth branch of the military. Space technology has come to Earth from all over the galaxy. The whole truth disrupts the big lie. New clean, free energy technology makes big, dirty oil obsolete. New quantum energy healing technology makes big, toxic oil obsolete. New quantum energy healing technology makes big, toxic pharma obsolete. New quantum financial system, QFS, makes big corrupt banksters obsolete. New global telecom and telecare makes deep state tyranny obsolete. Liberating global teleconscience and telecommerce from an institutionalized paradigm paralysis. And fearless faith naturally neutralizes this faithless fear. So remember, TLC is the master's key to divinity with natural homeostasis and balance for wisdom of the quantum crowd, the individual and collective conscience for by a full spectrum interactive vision. So basically, you know, I want to have to wrap this up a little short. This is the tough love I just finished talking about that I mentioned at the beginning, some pretty intense stuff. So finish up with a wonderful inspired vision from Sanat Kumar and Lady Master Venus. I want to thank you all for listening today. Cosmic love. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience, you know, and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.